We can help you find the inspiration you need to reach your dreams. Listen and learn anytime, exclusively on the Success Radio Podcast.
Look inside to get more control over your life. No one is ever going to have total control. Even if you take absolute charge of your existence, there will be things other people need to provide for you. That's just the way it is. From time to time, you need to spend time with your friends and loved ones. It makes you feel good. Without this feeling of belonging and people caring about you, it just wouldn't feel the same. You need farmers growing food that eventually ends up at your grocery store and on your dining room table. Someone had to make the car you drive and the clothes you wear. These are just reminders that you'll never have absolute control of your entire existence. But in many ways, we feel like we don't have enough control. We feel like outside influences are directing our actions. It's like a car shows up at your home every morning and you're forced to get in. You're in the back seat as a passenger and life is driving you. Your bills are driving you. Society and marketers and your cell phone and other exterior influences are driving your life. You want to get back on track and in the driver's seat, but what can you do? You've tried several times to get more control over where your life is going. Try as you make little to no headway. So what can you do differently? Look inside yourself. We feel out of control when we let external influences drive our behavior. Here's what we're talking about. You want to go on a dream vacation at the end of the year, so you need to save money now. But there's plenty of time for that. Right now, there's that expensive suit you're dying to get. Everyone will tell you how fabulous you look when you wear it. So the external influences of fashion and compliments take the driver's seat. The end of the year arrives and you don't have the money needed for your vacation. If you look inside when you're considering buying the suit, you might make a better choice. You realize that vacation is much more important than fancy clothes that'll quickly be out of style and old news. It's very important to you. So you skip making the suit purchase now and eventually you're rewarded with the vacation of your dreams. You looked inside for your motivation rather than outside. When you turn to internal motivations and let them influence your decisions and actions, you begin to take true control over your life and where it's headed. When making choices, ask yourself where the motivation's coming from. Letting external sources influence the decisions you make can slowly take control of your life out of your hands. When you look inside at what's truly important, you find the ability to control your decision-making process. You put yourself back in the driver's seat, and that means controlling where your life is headed. 6 important reasons why living with purpose is important. Like most people, you're probably focused on achieving your goals and making the most of your potential. But maybe you overlooked something that turns out to be fundamental not just to your success, but to your happiness? Living with purpose may be more important than you've given it credit for. Experts agree that finding meaning, finding and living your life's purpose, has wide-ranging benefits, some of them a little unexpected. 1. Purpose can help you focus. When you have a clear concept of your life's purpose, it's easier to focus your energy and your actions on what you want to achieve. You know where you want to go and how to get there. Purpose acts as a guide and a map on how to reach your goals. 2. Purpose makes gratitude easy. Living with purpose can help you to feel more contented with your life as it already is. People who are aligned with their life's purpose report greater satisfaction with their present circumstances because they know they're focused on what they want out of life. 3. Purpose sharpens your passions. Knowing your purpose also helps you focus on what fires you up. It helps you to find your passions and go after them. 4. Purpose helps you live in alignment with your values. Doing the work of your purpose and working out what matters to you in life helps you to align everything you do with your deepest held beliefs and values. Deciding to live a meaningful life means you're not so tempted by the things that'll lead you off the path of purpose. 5. Purpose makes you a better leader. Having a boss who has a clear vision of where they want to go and how to get there is very inspiring for employees and clients alike. Clarity of purpose inspires trust and respect, and it's a great motivator. 6. Purpose helps you live longer. Perhaps the most unexpected benefit of finding and living your life's purpose is that it can add years to your lifespan. Researchers in Japan found that men who had a purpose in life lived longer than men who didn't. Knowing your purpose can help you deal better with stress and the ups and downs of life. People who are living a purposeful life, aligned with their deepest values, tend to worry less and deal with stress and anxiety better. They have better cardiovascular health and suffer less from depression, insomnia, and anxiety. What stops you from getting motivated? Innovation, creativity, and satisfaction are all dependent on motivation. Motivation drives us to take action, and when we take action, we generate movement, development, and change. We feel needed, competent, and relevant. We feel empowered by seeing how we can make a difference in the world and produce more of what we like in our lives. All of this brings meaning and enjoyment to our lives. According to Very Well Mind, when you're struggling with motivation, you'll likely come up with a long list of reasons why you shouldn't take any action. You might think it'll be too hard, or I'll never get it done anyway. These types of thoughts will keep you stuck. Most of us have a single definition of lack of motivation, which means you're likely to believe you're dealing with the same issue anytime you're unmotivated. The reality is that lack of motivation is a broad group of subjects with several variants. Lack of motivation is defined as a lack of commitment to act, and there are a variety of reasons why you could be in that situation. Fear. Even if you're approaching terrain you've decided to walk into, a part of you is driven to resist moving ahead when you're scared. Fear slows you down and makes you reluctant and cautious, which may be good, but your concerns are sometimes based on your thoughts rather than a realistic evaluation of the hazards in your environment. Stress and frustration. Have you ever felt so frustrated, overworked, or under stress that you instead give up, then keep going with whatever you're trying to accomplish? Whatever the source, one thing we all know about being overwhelmed or too worried is that it saps motivation. You have no idea what you want. This primary cause is by far the most prevalent of all the reasons why you could be weak in motivation. Either you don't have any idea what you want, or you don't understand what you want. If you don't feel motivated in any aspect of your life, it's probably because you haven't chosen exactly what you want. We can't concentrate on anything if we don't know what we're trying to achieve. Lack of self-determination. We thrive on independence. Our brains all contain a decision-making center, and this part of us has to be used. According to studies, persons with depression have a deficiency in this decision-making area in the brain. If you practice utilizing this portion of the brain in making decisions, your depression will usually disappear, and you'd be more motivated. Misery. We go through a period of wondering if we should or could keep things the way they were, and lamenting what we'll lose if we make substantial changes at the start of any shift. Confusion, self-doubt, suspicion of the world around us, and a sense of being lost are all frequent symptoms, and the larger the change, the stronger these symptoms become, and the easier we lose our motivation. 5 Steps to Shift Your Limiting Beliefs for Good. How are you your own worst enemy? We limit ourselves so much. We live in our heads and come up with all these ways to keep us from getting anything accomplished, even though deep down we know we're good enough and how much we're fully capable of getting things done. The only way to get past these self-sabotaging behaviors is to take active, intentional steps to remedy your thinking. Let's look at 5 steps that will shift your limiting beliefs for good. Stop. Wait a minute. What were you thinking? If a thought feels off about something, it's time to stop and examine this idea much closer. Is this perhaps a self-limiting belief? Think about what you're saying. Where is the lie in this thought? You've already figured out there's something wrong with it, or you wouldn't be going through this process. This means something about it is not ringing true. When you understand where the lie is, it becomes easier to know how to counter it. Look for the proof. Is there any proof this self-limiting thought is true? Let's examine the part you feel is a lie. Here's where you need to take a step back from the situation, if you can, and look very impartially at what's going on. Is there any grain of truth in what you're thinking? Take control. If what you're thinking is a lie, it's relatively easy to counter the false aspects of the statement with the truth. But what if the thought was at least partially true? You start by reminding yourself this isn't always the case. For example, you might be thinking you're always late. Maybe you are, in fact, late sometimes. To perform this step, you would need to recall various instances when you were on time. By countering the lie, you're taking control of the situation and not allowing the limiting belief to have any sway over you. Get help. Sometimes it can be challenging to remove limiting beliefs by yourself. In these instances, it can be beneficial to talk to a friend or even a counselor to help you see the truth. There's nothing wrong with getting help, especially from someone who's in a position to be impartial. Self-limiting beliefs don't have to control your life. By examining your thoughts, especially those that seem to hold you back, you'll find it much easier to move forward toward your goals. Soon you will realize success. 5 Creative Ways to Build Better Focus. Building better focus cannot be found in a step-by-step guide. It's a process, one that's filled with starts, stops, leveling up, and many missteps along the way. In fact, improving your focus might just be one of the most challenging things you can try to do in the 21st century. We have limitless distractions, stress from home and work, and information flying at us 24/7. Below, you'll find a list of creative ways to work on improving your focus. But what you must remember throughout all the steps is to take inventory consistently. Notice your mental state, what's distracting you, and why it's distracting you. Taking the time to stop and take stock will give you feedback on what is and isn't working for you, as well as how you're improving along the way. 1. Consider your attention. Throughout the day, stop and consider how much attention you're paying to the task at hand. Are you fully focused? Or are you only half working on a project while the other half of your brain thinks about lunch? 2. Consider your mood. Consider your mood throughout the day and why it may be that way. This should be paired with your attention to what you're doing. Are you anxious while you only half think about the project? Are you annoyed and typing an email? 3. Write down your distractions and look at them. Every time you catch yourself being pulled away from the task at hand, write down the distraction and what you were doing, then get back to work. At the end of the day, look back on what distracted you and when. You may be able to pinpoint weak points in your day and find ways to remedy those distractions. 4. Stop and breathe. Ever feel like you're being pulled in 10 different directions? Are the distractions flooding at you, becoming overwhelming? Stop and breathe. Clear your mind for a few moments, write it down, and make a plan. While you may not be able to solve all the problems, at least you can do your best to work through each one with a clear mind. 5. Visualize. You can use visualization at any time to clear your mind and focus on one thing. This will allow you to push away distractions and build your mind's ability to concentrate for a lengthened time. You can visualize colors, images, anything that you focus your mind on. Building better focus is not a race. It's a journey that takes time and patience. Consider incorporating creative, focus-building exercises into your daily routine. 5 steps to using visualization to get what you want. What do you want to get out of life? More importantly, how do you intend to go about getting it? We all have so many wants. Some are very simple, such as wanting to lose 5 pounds in time for swimsuit season, while others, such as changing to a new career, are more complex. What's interesting is that you can use the very same technique to get precisely what you want, whether your goal is big or small. Visualization is the technique of picturing a goal in your mind in detail so that you can manifest this change in your life. Sound hard? Really, it's not. By following these 5 simple steps, you'll get exactly what you want in almost no time at all. Engage fully in the vision. You absolutely must put yourself into the visualization as fully as you possibly can. Use all your senses and emotions to experience this vision in a way that is real to you. There can be no holding back here. Experience different viewpoints. What does this visualization feel like to you? Experience it first as yourself so that you can connect emotions to actions. You want to feel every part of it. Now step back and experience it again as if you're watching yourself succeed from outside of yourself, like watching a movie. Why? This helps you to see details you might miss otherwise. Live the success. When you're done with the visualization, it's time to live the part. Become the person you saw at the end of the vision. How does that person move, think, act? Reinforce the message. Visualization needs backup to be successful. The world is full of negative influence, some of them finding root in your own mind. Keep your self-talk positive, use affirmations, and look for ways to constantly reinforce the vision in your mind without tearing it down. Make the vision tangible in a way you can see it. Creating a dream board or collage will set out your visualization in a place where you're constantly reminded of the experience. Seeing it over and over will also reinforce your goals and strengthen your resolve. By following these steps, you'll find you will find your dream becoming more and more solid. Of course, you're going to have to put in the work to achieve what you want. However, by using visualization, you'll get clear where you're going and how to get there. The 5-step plan which will help you set up the perfect morning routine. What is one thing you can do to improve your life significantly? You begin by starting your day off with a morning routine. A morning routine puts intentionality into your day. It gives your morning form, design, and function. Imagine yourself traveling through each step, calm, cool, and collected. You know exactly what's needed of you and when. There are no surprises to leave you scrambling, nor are you likely to forget what's important. If it seems intimidating to form a routine to do all of these things, take heart. Really, there are only 5 steps you need to worry about to make your day come off without a hitch. Understand what it's all about. Embarking on a new routine is hard work, especially as you work to build this routine into something which will be habitual. It's easy to go back to the old ways you've always done things, especially if you feel tired or discouraged. This is why your first step involves understanding your purpose. Know why you're striving to have a better morning and speak these words out loud every morning when you first get up to remind yourself of them. Are you looking for higher productivity, a calmer day, more confidence? You'll need to figure out if you don't know before beginning. Implement your routine in baby steps. You can't change around your entire sleep schedule or make profound changes about your mornings all at once without burning out quickly. This is why it's important to work out a plan in advance where you know what changes you're making and when. For example, if you normally get up at 9 a.m. but want to get up at 7, you'll want to make small changes that work toward your goal. So for the first week, you might get up at 8:45 and the week after 8:30, etc. Commit to consistency. You're not going to succeed in building new habits if you don't do the same thing repeatedly. Realize you can't do this in half measures. Commit to doing this routine every single day. Work out an evening routine. Your morning will go better if you use it with an evening routine that sets up a regular bedtime. You can also use evenings to do prep work for the next day, such as laying out your clothes. Create your routine. The key to making your routine is to address all of your needs. So some things you might do for physical health, exercise and eat right, while others might benefit you spiritually, meditate and pray, mentally, learn and self-talk, or emotionally, journal and affirmations. The goal is to bring yourself into harmonious balance every day. Together, these 5 steps will help you create the perfect morning routine. Now you're ready to start your day out right. 6 changes to your schedule to help you manage your time like a pro. You've learned some tricks on how to manage your time, whether you've learned from a boss, a friend, or on your own. Yet putting those tricks into action is a different story. You have to learn how to make a schedule for yourself, which sounds about as daunting as being your own boss. Take out your self-starter hat and get ready to learn how to manage your time all on your own with these 6 hacks. 1. Leave wiggle room between your time blocks. Friends, meet buffer time. No one should have a fully stacked calendar with no time in between for a break. Block out buffer time on your calendar in between meetings and tasks. Your future self will thank you when your days are more productive and the hours are less exhausting. 2. Organize yourself. This is a big life change for some people because organization habits don't always come easily. At first, it may feel like you're spending extra time trying to stay organized, but the payoff is worth it. Here's a staggering statistic. On average, Americans waste about 2.5 days a year looking for misplaced objects. Don't be part of that statistic. Find a place for your belongings and always put them back where they belong. This goes for computer files, too. Create a simple filing system and save new documents to the correct location. 3. Make use of the 80-20 rule. Have you ever heard of the Pareto principle, otherwise known as the 80-20 rule? This principle says you can get 80% of the work done in 20% of the time. Similarly, 80% of the results come from 20% of the actions. It can be applied to many things in life, so it's a great concept to apply to your usage of time. Get in the habit of noticing what tasks get the most results. Spend more time on those actions and cut out some of the responsibilities that take up time but don't produce the outcomes you're looking for. 4. Stop waiting. Every once in a while, you'll inevitably have to wait for something. At the grocery store, in the doctor's office, in traffic. Instead of actually waiting or deferring to your phone for entertainment, do something productive with your time. Listen to a podcast you've been dying to try out. Read a book on an interesting topic, or write in your journal. Turn waiting time into productive time. 5. Organize your tasks in blocks. Batch all your similar tasks together. For example, don't check your email every time someone pings you. If it's urgent, go right ahead. But otherwise, set a time block every 2 hours or so to plow through all your emails at one time. This keeps you focused. which is a more efficient way to do work. 6. Try to do less. This may sound like a slacker approach, but it's not. Believe it or not, we take on way more than we need to, meaning we take on more than is beneficial to our work. If you find yourself planning parties, chatting with your coworkers, and dabbling in another department's workload, you may have spread yourself too thin. By doing that, you're not helping yourself or your peers. In the end, you could wind up letting people down because you overpromise and underdeliver. 5 things you can do immediately to build confidence in your actions. There comes a time when the pressure is on. It would be best if you made a decision, but you're afraid to act. There's not a lot of time to figure out the next steps, and you're stalling out because you're suddenly unsure. You're not sure you can even make the right decision, much less act on it. What do you do? The problem isn't so much what needs to be decided. Instead, when this happens, you need to figure out how to find the confidence to act. But where can you gain unwavering self-belief fast? Give yourself a pep talk. Hey, you've been here before. You've had doubts, made decisions, and in the end, things turned out just fine. Remind yourself of a little previous history where you know you did well. Now use a little logic. If you've done it before, it's clear you can do it again. Choose your companions. Do you have a support system? If those around you are more likely to criticize than cheer you on, walk away. You don't need others running you down right now. Instead, seek out support from someone you know who believes in you and will be encouraging. Give them bonus points if you ask them to help you remember all the good stuff you've done in the past, and they come through for you. Sometimes we need to hear it from someone else. See yourself succeed. Why not try a quick visualization of the outcome? By picturing your success, you'll find it easier to make the decisions to set yourself in motion and will feel better about the potential outcome. Let go of the dreck. Sometimes you need to get all those thoughts and emotions out of the way so you can do what you need to. Quickly grab a sheet of paper or open a file on the computer where you can type. Now write down everything you're feeling right now, especially focusing on worries and fears. Try to explore why you're feeling this way. Be honest and raw, not holding anything back. When finished, tear up the paper or delete the file to let it go. Once you've processed the emotions, you can feel free to settle down to what needs doing. This is the most time-consuming idea on this list, but it's so worthwhile. If you have the time, go for it. Act. Finally, it's so easy to start dithering, especially when you're feeling a time crunch. Don't fall into procrastination or stall out entirely. Instead, realize there comes a time when you need to take the plunge. Trust your instincts and jump right in. How to get motivated at a moment's notice. One of the keys to getting you to take action and keep you going each day is motivation. You'll have times where you feel like you have no drive to do anything at all, no matter who you are. Even the most productive and accomplished people will have periods of low motivation. The way they cope with this down period, on the other hand, keeps them going ahead and allows them to achieve great things. If you find yourself stating, "I don't have any motivation," you'll delay on tasks that need to be completed. You'll eventually put things off and abandon your assignment or activity. Researchers have identified several straightforward techniques to get you more engaged and motivated at work, allowing you to work smarter rather than harder. Some of these motivational suggestions take a few seconds to implement. Others need you to get up and move around for a few minutes. They're all based on the findings of recent scientific investigations. Declare to yourself that you are looking to begin over. Have you ever wondered why everyone makes promises on January 1st? It is, after all, a new year. It is, however, an arbitrary moment in most people's lives. Although January 1st is an excellent day for making new commitments, it isn't significantly better than July 28th. Here's the thing. You can restart your life at any time. You will experience a rush of energy as a result of doing so. According to a study by Wharton School of Business, intertemporal markers encourage us in two ways, by making people disconnect from past failures and by promoting a big-picture view of life. These factors make us more motivated to sequester away our losses and get things done. Grab some chocolate or another dopamine-stimulating treat. Another sensible and quick way to boost your motivation is to indulge in some chocolate. Chocolate's benefits on the brain are well studied, not to mention it's tasty and readily available. It stimulates the secretion of dopamine, which raises your heart rate and boosts your motivation. It also has a modest antidepressant effect, since the stimulants encourage your brain to promote happy feelings. Remember why you needed to be motivated in the first place. According to Lifehack, if you feel a lack of motivation when you want to type an article, try to think about why you want to do it in the first place. The reasons you do something are the driving force behind everything you do. It's only when your reason is strong and emotional enough that you'll do whatever it takes to accomplish the task. So, what motivates you to accomplish what you do? Do you understand why you desire to attain your objectives? Make sure your justifications are compelling and passionate. When you lack motivation, consider why you want to accomplish it.
We can help you find the inspiration you need to reach your dreams. Listen and learn anytime, anywhere, exclusively on the Success Radio podcast.